This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, to America's truckers out there, the men and the women, coast to coast, border to border, getting the job done. We appreciate you. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us to start off hour number two, the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning again.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words again, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, guess who chimed in during the break?
Who is that?
Bridget, the senior clerk working the counter at the Flying J truck stop at the headquarters in Salt Lake City, Utah, the big Flying J that's right there in the middle of town where 15 and 80 come together. 15 goes north and south, the interstate, and 80, the interstate, goes east and west right there. And she chimed in, and she said, Captain, the $500 million is only part of it. Biden also wants to push through $3.5 trillion. At the same time, for a total of four, and then they've got another $2 trillion sitting in the back burner. They want to do it, and they want to do it all through reconciliation for a total of $6 trillion. Keep up the good work. We love you here in Salt Lake. Your pal, Bridget.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yep.
That is really great.
Listening to us right now and working right now.
Very, very cool.
Yep, and we appreciate her.
Well, very, very much, and they've still got a lot of heat there in Salt Lake City, I can see. It looks like it'd be about 97 degrees on Wednesday, so try to stay cool.
Yeah, well, that's warm, and of course you got the Salt Lake there, too, and, you know, salt water, Salt Lake, that doesn't make it any cooler.
Right.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's drift on up here to what we talked about, we were going to do. It's official. California says that all kids, kindergarten through grade 12, will have to wear face masks in the classrooms this fall. And then, Mr. Bill de Blasio, the outgoing mayor of New York City, says everybody in New York is going to have to start the school year with masks.
Yes, and of course here in my state of California, Captain, I can tell you the recall can't come fast enough. Every parent that I've talked to, they are absolutely against this whole thing. I mean, people could wear masks if they want to, but to have it be a mandate, I think there's going to be a lot of resistance. And I'll tell you one other thing briefly, Captain, and that is that a lot of the young people who've already had their lives upended by the, school closures or learn from home and remote learning, all this stuff, and then masking, They think that we're coming out of this pandemic, and now to tell them, sorry, you're going to have to wear a mask when you go to school, it's going to exacerbate the issues they've already been dealing with for almost 2 years. This is a big deal.
I want you to hear the liberal spin on your recall by the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
On September 14th, California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will face the state's record and the country's third gubernatorial recall election. The last one occurred in 2003 when then-Governor Gray Davis lost his seat to Arnold Schwarzenegger amid a sea of 100 candidates. Supporters of the recall successfully presented over 1,495,709 signatures, or 12% of the 2018 gubernatorial electorate. The petition was the sixth attempt to force a recall election, and its success is attributable to public school parents upset over coronavirus school closures and a November scandal in which Newsom attended a large unmasked Napa Valley birthday party. Newsom, who was branded the recall as a Republican plot backed by white supremacists and anti-Semites, has run into a new snag in the campaign. After missing a filing deadline, the D after his name to significantly identify his political party will not appear on the ballot, but he still appears likely to win with enough support to remain as governor. Really?
Well, you know, Captain, it's the coronavirus stuff, and it's also...
Now, this is the New York Times.
Yes, well, of course. Well, but also, though, it's the gas prices. It's the other crime problems. It's the homeless issues. All over the state of California, it's a total disaster. And Gavin Newsom, you know, just has not addressed these things. And that's why, for example, when Larry Elder got into the race just earlier yesterday in Norwalk, California, for his first event, basically, you know, he's talking about these things. He's talking about all this holistic approach here to all these problems in California. And that's what's going to hinge on this election now.
How's that trash working out in your neighborhood there, Nancy P. Lousy?
Right. Well, but again, you know, and now Gavin Newsom's trying to tout, oh, we've got jobs or this, we're paying people's rent. They're paying people's rent from April of last year or something through the end of September, I think, this year.
Oh.
And so they're literally pulling out all the stops. Now, you tell me if you think that that sounds like, you know, that I'm just going to sail to victory. No, he's scared.
Do you know there are 7 million people in foreclosure, but they can't do anything about it right now? They're just waiting for things to come out of the whatever they're doing here, the holding pattern, and they're going to foreclose on a bunch of people. Did you know that?
When it's lifted, that's right.
Yep. Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more. Don't go nowhere. Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark. And by the way, the last time he and I got together on his show, Armed American Radio, The Daily Defense, we flat tore it up for an hour. I mean, we had it going, and I'm looking forward to doing that again soon. And, of course, don't forget his big monster cast Sunday nights on many of these same stations. Starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a three-hour program. And he's on at various times around the country after that. So, Armed American Radio, Mark Walters, and a great program. All about your Second Amendment rights, folks. And speaking of rights, how about your right to save a bunch of money? How about that? How about your right to help out a fellow patriot by the name of Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company? And it's not just about MyPillow, and it's not just about pillows, okay? It's about America. It's about America. And I mean that when I say that. The hardcore, far-left, liberal, communist scourge tried to go after Mike Lindell and put him out of business because he was a big vocal supporter of President Donald Trump. And because he was appearing at rallies, going on television, speaking up for America, speaking up for Trump, and they went after him. And they damn near got him. But he was smart enough to realize that the power of the Internet, which, by the way, they banned him from Facebook, they banned him from Twitter. So he said, screw it. I got a website. I'm going to use it. I'm advertising on television. I'm going to use that. Go to my website, MyPillow.com. And you want to know something? It's worked. And then he got a hold of and chose a bunch of endorsement people. I'm one of them. I was honored to be chosen by him. And I am endorsing MyPillow. And the reason I'm doing it is because I have a MyPillow. I have a mattress topper. I have the MyPillow towel set. I have the MyPillow slippers. I have the bathrobe. I've got the Giza sheets also. And I'm getting some more things as well that just, to me, look like as if they'll make my life a little bit easier when I do try to sleep. And the fact of the matter is, folks, you can save a bunch of money because whatever the price is, forget what the price says. If it says $69.98, you could buy the MyPillow premium pillows for $29.98, the lowest price ever. Save yourself $40 by using the product code Captain. And you can actually buy two pillows and save money below what the prices are still by using the product code Captain. It's that simple. It's very easy to do. All you got to do is go to the website. And by the way, that's how he beat the people at their own game. When they took him off Twitter, they took him off Facebook, he went over to his website and said, I'm going to make it a catalog store. And he did. MyPillow.com. Go over there, take a look at everything he's got. Promo code Captain to save the money. And if you want to call him, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call him, place an order. 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I had a question in here from one of our listeners. It's Charlie. And not to be confused with Charlie the Tuna, because when I saw that, guess where Charlie's from?
Where's that?
Marathon, Florida, way down almost to the bottom. Not quite, but close. I keep going a little further down the bridge, you wind up in Key West. But anyway, he says, Captain, how can I become part of the Captain's Army? So go ahead and tell him, Kyle.
Well, first of all, you can visit the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the official website for the Captain's America Third Watch program. You can find out more information there. And you can also join the Captain's Army basically on Facebook as well. Go to the official Captain's America Facebook page and ask to be let into the group, and we'll see that and let you in.
Right. And by the way, say good morning to Flip. Flip is showing me the American flag. He's showing me, I think that's the Sunshine Skyway that was lit up on the 4th of July, the way that it's appearing here. But good morning to you, Flip. And I've been over to the OCC, and I'm going to be going over there again. I'll let everybody know when that happens. So there you go. And Eric just chimed in the chat room. I'll see if I can get there real quick and see what it says. Mike Lindell is a businessman, is a business dynamo, you betcha, from addict to an American billionaire. Great story. My wife loves this pillow. Well, good. How about you, Eric? You got a pillow? Promo code Captain.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about CBS reporter Gayle King. Now, she's found religion. And I don't mean found religion. But she's boasted now with her virtue signaling that she's banning unvaccinated family members for Thanksgiving and credits little Dr. Fauci for her stance. What a thing to say.
Yeah, well, that's right.
I'm throwing my family out because little Dr. Fauci says I got to wear a mask.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe one
day. And I got to be vaccinated, too, by the way.
That's right. Well, maybe one day she wants to be president of the divided states of America or something.
How about Oprah?
Well, right. Well, but again,
that's her buddy.
Yeah, but by making that kind of statement, I'm. What kind of language is this? I'm banning my family members. You know, that's very strange phraseology, I think.
Now I want you to listen to this because I got a phone call from a good old boy in Louisiana yesterday about this. President Joe Biden said last week it's time to go door-to-door to vaccinate people against COVID-19, but most of the voters that have been polled absolutely flat-out disagree by 2-1.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, Rasmussen reports, show also that the door-to-door vaccine push is not favored by voters at all. Yeah.
And I got a call from one of our listeners in Louisiana, over there in Slidell, Louisiana. Actually, the listener was with the radio station. He goes, Captain, I just want you to know something. It says them good old boys or girls come over here and try knocking on our doors to give us a vaccine. They're going to see a lot of double-eyed buckshot coming their way. That's what he said. And I said, you're kidding. Yeah, I said, I don't doubt it.
Right.
And by the way, he told me, he says, you can tell him that old coon ass over here said that in Slidell.
Wow.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, the UN has spoken up, at least their rights chief has spoken up, has said countries that profited from slavery and colonialism must, M-U-S-T, must, capitalize, exclamation marks both sides, pay reparations.
Well, you know, that sounds like something, but I would be curious, what is the cutoff? Is that 5,000 years ago? Is it 1,000 years ago? Is it 300 years ago? What would be the cutoff here? Because throughout human history, Captain, conquerors have come through. The Romans would come through, and they would conquer places like in the British Isles, and they'd take slaves back to Rome.
And why is it that when they talk about American history, that nobody seems to want to point out that when we had the Declaration of Independence, where all men are created equal, that one of the things that the northern slave owners did at that time, and very few people say this, and it's very public knowledge, the people in the north, the slave owners, released their slaves.
Yes, yes, but
they don't say it.
Well, of course not, because it doesn't fit.
They make it sound like, well, the northerners all had slaves. No, they didn't.
Well, but, you know, obviously what we're seeing in the modern era, which in for purposes of this discussion would encompass, of course, the birth of the United States and so forth, but the slavery was going to eventually be gone, and that is a good thing. Unfortunately, for almost the entire human history, we've seen one group or another go and capture other people and take them and put them under slavery. I mentioned Rome earlier just a minute ago, that they looked at conquered people as what they called living tools. And they thought, hey, we found these people, we're going to make them do work for us and so forth. So unfortunately, it was more the default than it was the exception. But on our society, we are making these things better.
And don't worry about Eric. He says he's got all 16 remaining pillows on the bed that he's got.
Well,
instead of my
that's
pillow,
cool.
So,
well, that's cool.
All right. Real quick, Stephen Moore says OPEC and Big Oil have a new best friend, Joe Biden, because he's letting them jack the price up. And I looked at it just before we started tonight. The wholesale price of gasoline, folks, I hate to tell you this, is at the highest level it's been in 13 years coming out of the refinery.
Yep, well, that's right. Yeah, and Stephen Moore, former economic advisor to President Trump. Of course Joe Biden is their new best friend. You know, they're literally plunging things
and
in the
chaos. And remember the $100 a barrel oil?
Right.
Well, the futures are now up to 86.
Yep.
West Texas crude right now, 75.25. Brent crude is 76.49. And let's see. Wholesale price of gasoline coming out of the refinery, 232, highest in 13 years. Diesel, 218, got a ways to go, yep.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we take your calls. If you'd like to call in, I'm going to give you the phone number via Kathy, and she's going to let you know about it right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bootleg wildfire in southern Oregon has become the largest in the nation, surpassing 200,000 acres burned. So far, it's destroyed 54 structures and 21 homes, while forcing the evacuation of more than 100 more in its path. Officials say continued above-average temperatures, high winds, and dry forest conditions have driven the blaze, which remains 0% contained. And late Tuesday, Senate Democrats announced they'd reached a deal among themselves over a $3.5 trillion spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the deal after a meeting with the Budget Committee that includes funding for many of the priorities laid out in President Biden's American Family Plan. The announcement coming as a bipartisan group of senators were continuing to hammer out a final version of the $1 trillion infrastructure deal they have with the White House. Negotiators in that group say they're making progress but are still working on several issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And away we go. And I am taking it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll get to Kyle in a minute. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. I'm a longtime customer with Geico. They've taken very good care of me over the years. I'm very happy with them, which is why I'm endorsing them and why I'm telling you about them. Now, they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can type in your zip code, and they will give you a quote right then and there, right on the website for the vehicle you're driving, whether it's a car, a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV. They'll do all that. But where you save the money is when you get your homeowner's policy, renter's insurance, or condo insurance into the mix. That's when they'll give you a bundle plan, and you will save a bunch of money, just like I do. And believe me, it's substantial when you do it that way. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and either do it that way right off the Internet. You can sign up and get a policy right there, or get the name and number for your local Geico office and do it that way if you want to do it the conventional way. Whatever way you do it works for yourself, works for me, and you'll find out what I know. They are one of the best insurance companies I have ever done business with. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said the Dems that fled his state over voter identification had to show some sort of ID to board the plane, even if it was a private jet, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Isn't that what we're talking about with voter ID?
Well, sure, of course it is. And, you know, and nobody questions the idea of, you know, should you show your ID to get on an airplane? Anybody who's traveled for a long, long time now?
Train, bus, whatever, you got to have some sort of ID.
Well, exactly, because they want to make sure that the person who bought the ticket is the person who's getting on the airplane, for obvious reasons. So to vote is certainly something that you want to make sure you can match back to say, look, this person is registered to vote is who they say they are. They've cast their vote, and they can do it just once.
Got one other for you. How about you like baseball, right?
Sure.
You order tickets to go pick up, go to the baseball game. What do you got to show to get the tickets?
Well, sure, your ID.
That's right. Otherwise, you're not going to get them.
Well, exactly right. Every single aspect of our society in one shape or another is based on the fact that we can identify ourselves, as long as, you know, I can't get rid of this though, as long as there's a copy machine nearby in some rural community, I guess, where you could do that. I can't get over Kamala Harris.
I told you yesterday there's not a single family farm out there that doesn't have a copy machine and or some type of office in their house where they can certainly get that done for you. Neighbors helping neighbors.
Exactly. But again, the whole concept is that, yes, we need to be able to identify ourselves.
Yeah.
Identifying ourselves for voting is proper.
Yeah, and she's such a dope. She's never been out in the country and doesn't realize what it's like when you're out there in a rural community and your neighbors are 5-10 miles away and people take the time to get to know each other, because if one person gets in trouble, you're all in trouble.
That's right. Well, she keeps making these mistakes, and it'll be continuing to be somewhat entertaining, but scary at the same time.
Yeah, and I'll get into a story one day and tell people what happened when my dad's storage barn burned down, what happened. But anyway, the Texas Attorney General Paxton said that there is real voter fraud in the state of Texas. They currently have 500 cases waiting to go to trial. The most ever of voter fraud in the state of Texas.
And as well as it should. You know, there should be no quarter given for any kind of fraudulent activity in our elections. But what the Democrats and many in the media did, especially with the 2020 election, is to make it sound like you need a tinfoil hat if you even suggest that there was any kind of fraud going on anywhere in the United States. And so that, of course, is impractical to assume.
Yeah, and by the way, South Carolina Governor McMaster, who is a Republican, says we won't be doing Biden's door-to-door vaccine coercion anytime soon in South Carolina.
Well, you know, just, you know, put the shoe on the other foot. What would have happened if President Trump had said, we're going to get this vaccine, and then we're going to go door-to-door, and we're going to make sure everybody gets it? Can you imagine how the eruption from some of these other news channels and people on the far left would have done? It would have been epic.
Yeah, Catholic, listen to me. Eric is talking in the chat room about if the Biden administration can launch strike forces for vaccinations, why can't they launch strike forces for identifications? Well, they could.
Well, yeah, well, exactly. Somehow, yeah, they've got to have, like, roving copy machines or something like that. Who knows?
They have portable copy machines. You can hook them up to your laptop.
Yeah, but again, you know, they pick and choose what they want to do, and then they get support for it.
Now, Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who's patriotism I really bring into question with comments like this. The simple desire to live is criminalized in some of the most inhumane ways in Israel.
Well, you know, she's coming from, obviously, you know, some kind of a, you know, political axe to grind and so forth.
She's coming from the Palestine Liberation Organization standpoint. And granted, if you're a member of the PLO or you're a member of Hamas, you're going to have a little problem in Israel.
Well, of course, of course. And of course, these kinds of things are amplified, and they try to create a false impression of what the Israelis are really like, and so forth. So, and again, it's not about, in other words, why wouldn't it be a wonderful place to live where Hamas is in total control? And, of course, it's not. But yet, right across the line is in Israel, and things go well. There are many different people in Israel. They're not all Jewish in this in that sense. They have Arabs that live in Israel, and they're able to administer things somehow in a good way.
And the New York City mayoral candidate, retired NYPD Captain Eric Adams, said, and I quote, "People closest to the problem heard someone closest to the solution," which is what the reaction will be under his administration.
Yes. Well, obviously, New Yorkers are understandably desperate for something.
He sounds more conservative than some Republicans I've heard of.
Well, exactly. I mean, because the solutions become, I don't want to say obvious in the grand sense, but obviously you have to be able to clean up the city, and you can only do that in many ways the way Giuliani did.
Now, the UN Rights Council has been silent on the Cuban protest, but Havana has succeeded in passing an international solidarity measure.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, again, if you have, why isn't the UN, shouting this from the rooftops? Hey,
well, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't some Arab nation running the Human Rights Council?
I believe so.
Yeah. So why would they want to do anything?
Well, of course, and unfortunately, the UN obviously has its own major set of problems. There's no doubt about that. But this should be something anybody who loves freedom around the world should be able to agree upon, including people in the American government.
And the Cubans have taken to the street not just to protest not having food and not having water and not having eggs and not having the basic amenities, but they've taken to the streets because they want an end to communism. They were yelling, "Freedom! Freedom!"
That's right. They weren't yelling better inventory or that kind of thing.
Yeah, more food, more ice cubes, more ice cream. They weren't doing that. They were going, "Freedom, freedom." And by the way, they are no longer afraid.
Well, and a lot of times desperation will do that, and we stand with them, obviously. But unfortunately, their calls for freedom don't line up with the left in this country, Captain.
Yeah, and then I heard them say something about, well, there were 100 Cubans that were missing. 100 Cubans? I saw them roll that many people up and throw them in the backs of the trucks in the first few minutes of the protest.
Yeah, and the simple
fact. Gotta be more than that.
Yeah, we won't know the actual number.
No, they're not going to tell us.
Yeah, this is, again, Soviet Union 101, how you do this kind of stuff. And this is why you'd have, Cuban communist leaders go to Moscow for a training, basically.
Yeah, and they still have the dungeons. They throw them in down below.
Right. This is, and again, I hate to say, but in many ways the default in human history is somebody having tyranny over somebody else. America is a big exception and a small blip historically, unfortunately. But in this country, just like the Cuban people that were marching, we understand, hey, no, people should be free. We shouldn't have tyranny over
them. Well, we have the perfect example to do something, whatever the something is. Who knows what it's going to be? But I don't believe the Biden administration is going to lift their finger to do anything. Nothing.
Nope.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up on the Captain's America Third Watch. We shall return, Kyle Warren and I, right after this break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Don and Donna. We appreciate you so very much doing that for us. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Remember, pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to us on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you will get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. But while you're there, join the Drivers Club. Get yourself points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for whatever you buy in the trucker store. You accumulate the points, and it's just like having a big old revolving account where you can use the points to save you some money on down the line. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get started here
LA.
With a little something.
Busy and
I'm listening to it build up here, build up a crescendo. but this is a blast from the past. It's not that old, but it kind of kicked things off for one of the country and western singers that is a big guy in the industry right now, and it's none other than Luke O'Brien, and we're going to get this going here once. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, now.
truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's living that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child. They got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in from a bunch of miles. Come on over here, get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
All righty, Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. What do you think of that, Kyle?
I like that. That's 2011, and the album name was Tailgates and Tan Lines. That's a great name for an
album.
Well,
I saw the Tan Lines, and yeah, he had quite an entourage of gals there. It looked like a tryout for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders or something.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it is what it is. Let me get on over here to the weather so we can get her going. Now, when you take a look at the weather right now, folks, we do have some weather out west. It's not as bad as what it was, but it's bad enough to where we got to keep telling you about these doggone record high temperatures they're talking about out there. Because right now, a strong cold front is going to produce severe storms with primarily damaging winds, large hail, and locally heavy rain from the upper Mississippi Valley to the Great Lakes today. Now, monsoon moisture will continue to bring a threat of flash flooding to the southwest through midweek. Now, elevated to critical fire weather threats persist for portions of the Great Basin and the Northern Rockies, and we've got some dense fog on the East Coast tonight. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we've got, of course, heat still out in the Pacific Northwest area. That high-pressure system, of course, has started to dissipate for California, Nevada, parts of Arizona and Utah and so forth. But for Bridget and the Flying J, our friend there in Salt Lake City,
yep,
we're looking at maybe triple digits as you start heading to the weekend. Maybe a 97 for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but looks like Sunday they might hit 103. So stay cool in Salt Lake City for sure. They're along Interstate 15 at the Flying J. And then over in Colorado, we still have the air quality alert, wildfire smoke. We've got flash flood watches in southern Nevada, moving down towards through Kingman, Phoenix, also Tucson. You may have still some of that monsoonal moisture there. Fires burning in northern California, and then also heat advisories in western Washington State near Spokane as well. So again, we still have some of that heat. Luckily, we're getting a little bit of a respite in other parts of the West.
Well, in Minnesota, pretty much along I-94 north all the way to the Canadian border, to include Duluth, to include Fargo, just across the line there in North Dakota, to include Moorhead, way up north, you've got pretty much what looks like a poor air quality alert there. Might be some visibility issues there, too, because sometimes when the air gets stagnant like that, it gets kind of foggy at night. It looks like it's fog, but it really isn't. Now, we've had a little addition to the scheme of things here over in Michigan right now, over on the west coast of Michigan along Lake Michigan, the eastern part, for about 100 miles north up off the Indiana state line. You've got rain through there. and you got what looks like some flood watches in the area. Got a flood watch north of Columbia, Missouri, I-70. You've also got some dense fog tonight in New England, Boston, up towards Kittery, Maine, down around the corner to Providence, spotty fog, dense fog advisories all the way down to New York City, Jersey, all the way down, and then parts of the Chesapeake Bay and North Carolina got some fog. And we do have still some flooding going on in the eastern part of Pennsylvania, pretty much up and down the northeast extension of the Pennsylvania Turnpike and up around Scranton. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show, and we look forward to talking to him every night and bringing you a different perspective to the news, and we do have a lot of things to talk about. Right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
What the hell is going on in South Africa?
The Zuma riots. They're burning the place down all the way into even Johannesburg. So,
yeah, and they're killing the shop owners in the process, too. If they stand up to do something, they just destroy them.
Yeah, I think there's about 70 dead so far. They've arrested, I don't know, 1,300 or 1,400 people. But the riots and the looting make what happened here this past summer in the U.S. kind of look like child's play. I mean, they burned an entire shopping mall, a mall, not a strip center.
That's right.
But a mall.
Yeah.
Yep. So this is because of the arrest of the former president on corruption charges. So it's a mess.
Yeah. Now, something else real quick here before we go to break. An Iranian official has been arrested, an intel official, for a plot that was discovered about trying to kidnap a U.S. author and journalist and whisk her off into Iran. She is an Iranian-American, and lock her up for crimes against Iran.
There's quite a list. I think there's four or five that we have on the list, and they were able to arrest one. We don't know where the others are, even if they're in country or not.
Uh-huh. By the way, we got a question from Eric. He said his 8-year-old asked, why can't the president just send a boat to Cuba and pick up all the people that are there that need to get out of the country and bring them to Florida because we're the closest state?
I hope that's
that comes from an
sarcasm.
That comes from an 8-year-old. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Well, you know, out of the mouth of babes. I don't know. Eric, have your 8-year-old send a letter or a telegram to the president and ask. Maybe you'll get the 8-year-old on television or something. All right, hold that thought. Denise, folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Then we're going to talk about the MIA. Democrats from Texas, they got themselves a big pickle going on there. It's not going to be a rosy road for them for the rest of the session, I'll tell you that. And we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.